Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Visit LegalZoom.com to save on your legal needs, like wills for $69, LLCs for $99, plus filing fees, and also get access to a network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom. That's discount code TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is the birthday show, so normally we do the birthdays here. I was thinking if we didn't have the birthdays today, I was going to do nasal congestion theater again, and we were talking.
But Pony, you're bouncing back.
Yeah, bouncing back a little bit. I was going to talk to Pony about doing a Tone Loke, you know.
Tone Loke would be good.
Let's do it.
I also had a request.
Funky Cold Medina.
Also had a request for Henry Kissinger.
Do you have a Funky Cold Medina? Well, you've got all your things planned,
well,
right?
If you give me a second, I can give
you a Funky Cold Medina. It's kind of
a wild card,
though. Yeah, but it's, what a great
song, I want to tell you, it's wild. Could you do a little Kissinger?
I met her at the park. What?
Could you do a little Kissinger too?
We are feeling good. Thank you. They're all, a whole one. You really have a few days to take advantage of this. I feel the president was remiss when I sat down. Here we go. This is Henry Kissinger on the WABA. We are now going to play a brand new song that's called Funky Cold Medina. It's a wine product that is consumed in the inner cities of the Americas. Here's Tone Loke.
I'm at an animal.
I don't know the lyric.
Well, you could bring it up on your computer,
Let me do that. Let's do it right.
That'd be well worth it.
Let's do it right. Even though it takes a little,
just
I'm so selfish.
My day.
I am so selfish because, you know, I really realize that we want to get right to the birthday.
Oh, now the birthdays can wait.
But
you think, really?
This is great.
Even if I told you the birthdays had a new theme song?
No, don't do that yet. See, don't do that yet. Keep it in your pants.
Trying to help fill
keep
some
it
time.
In your pants.
Fill some time.
I'm going to spotlight that.
I didn't know you wanted to spotlight it.
Of course
it.
I want to spotlight that. My God, you were skipping
great?
Ahead
great
of the show. All right, Funky Cold Medina, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't go wrong there.
M-E-D-I-N-A.
Thank you. Shut up, Rob. All right, thank you very much.
C-O-L-D.
All right, here we go.
L-O-C.
I believe I am ready now.
All right,
let's see. Let's go. Look at the for something action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them want to get with me. My threads are fresh, I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, Will O.C.?
Are you sure you're white?
At a bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over the other side of the kink. Wait, hold on. See, this is why I'm so
hook.
White.
The hook.
Funky Cold Medina.
Funky Cold Medina. What's the other Tone Loke song?
Wild Thing.
Wild Thing. That's the one I'll do.
Okay, right. That'll be better.
Hold on. Wild Thing. All right.
Thought you did pretty good.
Thank you.
Very impressed.
You know what? If I practiced and I'd gone to rehearsal, that would have been better.
No, that was impressive.
Right, let's see what we're doing. I think this will be what we're looking for.
Funky Cole Medina.
Stand by, Senator.
Oh, I'm
Remember,
sorry.
On this record, we're trying to answer
hit
Senator
the wrong
McKinley's
one.
Hit record. And, George, you have a word here?
All right, Senator, this one's for the Democrats.
Have you ever heard that?
I know the beginning of Wild Thing.
Which is?
Let's do it.
That is cool.
Here we go.
Okay. Here we,
I'm ready.
Yeah, okay. Right. It sounds very different than Funky Cole Medina.
Of course it does.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Working all week, 9 to 5 for my money. So
never
when the weekend comes, I get to live with the honey.
I think but doesn't he say I go get live with the honey?
I'm sorry. I go get live. I get to live with the honey.
I turned it into a white lyric.
Stop the music. So when the weekend comes, I go get to live with my honey. All right,
that's
starting
tragic.
Again. Here we go.
Okay,
from the front.
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Let's do it.
Oh, damn it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike O'Mara. I'm now going to do a new impression in nasal congestion theater. This is Tone Loke. I'm ready.
That's great.
Wild Thing. Working all... Oh, I'm sorry. It's okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to... You could have rapped without him.
But I want to do it when he's doing it.
All right, of course. Use his guide vocal.
I can't capture his fantastic rhythm.
Well, what he's done is he's laid down a scratch vocal that'll help you follow along.
Working all week, 9 to 5 for my money. So when the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl and she was pumping. I winked my eye, she got into the ride, went to club, and club was jumping.
introduce myself as, all right, enough
that was
that.
Brilliant.
Right, thank you.
I just off the cuff, I'll give you props.
Thank you very much.
A minus?
Solid C.
As Rob mentioned before, when he skipped ahead in the show, we have new music for our Thursday birthdays. I hope you enjoy this. This is our punk version of our birthdays. And, you know, it is the Beatles, correct?
It is the Beatles, yeah.
But when I hear it, I somehow want to do it like, you know, a punk rocker, you know. Happy birthday to you.
The Sex Pistols.
Very good. Let's start our birthdays for Thursday. Tighter, brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody. Ooh. Welcome to the world, our new youngest listener.
Welcome to my world.
7 pounds, 7 ounce, Liam Ellis. What a great name Liam is. I love that. Born Feb 26th at 9:40 p.m. He already finds Mike's voice to be soothing.
Oh, I think that's nice. Sweet. I think my favorite Liam is the young man on Shameless.
Liam.
He's the youngest. He's the black baby on Shameless.
Oh, that's right. Liam is the is
Liam
the
Gallagher, yeah.
I have to catch up on my Shameless.
Oh, it's
now
great.
That there's nothing else on.
It'll make you feel very good about the life you live. The Gallaghers have something of a messed up existence.
What does it say about me that I find Shameless almost too gross?
Maybe it's too close for comfort?
No, it's not too close for comfort. That's why I'm finding it too
just
gross.
Yeah,
too close for comfort at Ted Knight.
I just want you to know, Santana.
Yes.
After yesterday's show and all your conjuring you were doing.
What was I doing yesterday?
You were stirring the pot.
I've got my eye on you. Doug Ryle is a big fan of WW2.
I find that odd.
That's interesting to be a big fan of a war.
Well, maybe he's a history buff.
Yeah, but the wife phrased it, he's a big fan of World War II.
Our wives don't know me.
Well, he'd love a happy 53rd greeting from Mike's Pinky. So let's go. Well, WW2, that's when the British fought the Han. We fought them on the beaches. We fought them on the seas.
Hey, Churchill.
We fought them in... Yes, Rob.
Do you like Tone Loc?
We fought them after a big, piping hot glass of Funky Toad Medina. Thank you very much, and happy birthday, Doug. Jasmine Schofield is celebrating the big 2-0. Ah, a 20-year-old. Can O. Charlie please talk up a great Irish record like one from Van Morrison? So well, let's try.
All right, very good. Now, I have to say before we play this, this jingle comes from Dude Walker. He sent it just for you.
Yes, and O. Charlie will be slightly debilitated due to respiratory infection.
WDRC in Hartford, where the fun is.
Hello, everybody. It's O. Charlie. Come over to O. Charlie's this weekend for my fine section of wings. That's right. We got teriyaki wings. We got extra hot wings. And we've got Jimmy Cerritos buffalo wings. O. Charlie, WAVA. Take it away, man.
Hey, well,
nice.
Amigos.
Thank you.
Love it.
That's still my favorite.
That was tough to do. Charlie, not exactly in the vernacular today.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Jim Kendall turned 26. His biological father, Mark. That's interesting.
It was odd that the father thought it necessary to write that he's his biological father. I don't know if he's underscoring some doubt there. I didn't write it.
It's funny.
It is funny.
If he's going for funny, he won. The biological father, Mark, tells us that every weekend, Jim stays locked in whatever character Mike did on Friday's podcast.
I love it.
Their favorite weekend visitor, they're funny people, is Brian Butterfield. Of course it is. We did an entire trip doing Brian Butterfield because Saturday is treat day. So I would urge you, Jim, and biological father Mark, stay in character all weekend. That's right. They aren't normal.
Mike right, Mann.
Very good. Kyle Sanders wants a happy birthday from Ponyboy as the Grease Man.
Oh, here we go.
I want to say, at the front part of this birthday section, our listeners are really turning it up a notch, and I'm very grateful because I'm being highly entertained by this Pony Boy
and Matt,
as the Grease Man. Waddle doodle, Matt Bloom.
Give me a decided out cue because I have an element to really make your bit sing, okay?
All right, it'll be quick.
All right. Oh, he's having a good time.
Here we go.
Waddle doodle. Wait, what's his name?
Let me see. His name is Kyle Sanders, Matthew.
Waddle doodle. Happy birthday, Kyle Sanders.
Oh, no!
Exactly.
What happened, man?
You did listen to the show, right?
Like, he's done so much better.
Yeah.
Does he do when he has a few cocktails, maybe, and he
know.
Does the Grease Man?
I do everything when I have a few cocktails.
Gets all ginned up.
Very touches good. Those sugar gliders.
That's terrific. And now we're up to our long-distance dedication. It goes from Michelle in L.A. to Dimitri in D.C. Could we have a little dueling Michael McDonald for Demetria's 30th birthday?
Hello, dirty douchebag.
You up to it? I know your voice is...
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, let's give it a try.
We go back to the late 70s on this one, Mike.
Okay.
1979.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's WAVA. Should be a fantastic weekend. Temperatures are going to be in the 60s. Hope you enjoy yourself and stay safe out there. Don't forget your chance to win the Power Porsche coming up just minutes from now on Power 105.
She came from somewhere back in a long ago. Celebrated fruiters and to recreate what had yet to be created.
That's all we know is yet to be created.
Once in a
All right, thank you, Rob. Anyway,
I enjoy the high note.
Man, what a decongestant this is.
That
fantastic.
Really is.
All right, happy belated birthday to Bill Elliott. Billy Elliott, wasn't that a musical on Broadway?
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how are you? Can Oscar please remind him to keep it tight? Oscar? It's for Bill Elliott.
Bill, remember, just because it's your birthday doesn't mean you got to give up. You keep it tight, you skip a meal a day, and you'll be A-okay.
There you go, nice. Health nut. Also, can Oscar offer a pep talk to Eddie Redding? He's 41, and he needs a pep talk.
Eddie, look at yourself. What have you become? Get up and get ass done. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Yes. We call that minimal effort.
I thought it was
anyway,
good.
Rick Wesley observed his birthday on March 8th and was wondering if Mike Tyson...
Oh, you're doing it.
Had any advice about showering?
I don't shower much.
You don't?
No, I don't like the men's prisons.
Why?
I think the thing you see, you go and you see guys' genitals, you see his anus.
Do you take baths?
I don't take a bath in a prison. How am I supposed to take a bath in a prison, bitch?
I'm sorry.
Walk a week in my world, bitch.
Sorry.
Thank you very much.
Exactly what he was looking for. Jacuzzi.
Make sure you check out my Broadway throw. My one
Your
man.
Your Broadway what?
My Broadway throw.
You throw?
Show.
So?
Show.
Oh, it's like a play.
Thank you.
Blast from the past, Dawn Burrows would like a happy birthday from Rob as Jimmy Stewart.
Been a long time.
All right, here we go.
Now to the thing. Now, why do you, Dawn? When you write in and you're looking for a birthday, it's what was I saying?
Say that old dog Blue.
His dog was Blue.
That's great.
Nice. I love that.
Happy birthday, Dawn.
All right, Dawn Burrows, you got it. Hey, Baltimore Billy, birthday boy Steve Brand wants to know what to expect from the O's this year. I'm going to take a rain check on this one.
Okay.
Because Baltimore Billy will be here on Monday with his Baltimore Orioles spring preview.
Okay.
It's the first character we're going to do in the new studio in Washington, D.C. I'm very excited
about
that.
And so, Steve Brand, know in your heart, even though you will not be mentioned or thought of,
yes,
that's for you.
There you go. Oh, that's for you, pal. I'm happy not trying birthday. To blow it off, no. But I want to do it right, and I'll do it for you this coming Monday. Oscar, how about a quick gingerbread man pep talk for Mandy Espinosa?
Oh, one of yours.
She'll hear this episode while running a half marathon this weekend.
Mandy, let me tell you, you've run 12 kilometers and you've got 12 more to go. Don't give up and don't ask your pants.
Very good. I like that. That was wonderful. Can Dick Queasy wish a happy 9th birthday to Drew Johnson? 9. Jeez. I got hush puppies older than that. By golly. All right. Let me say to Drew. Drew, I want to make sure you stay in school. Do all your homework. Make sure you do your chores when you're coming home. That's important.
Did you stay in school, Derek?
No, I didn't. Unfortunately, I dropped out in the third grade.
What grade?
The third grade.
Okay.
I went to work on my father's, my uncle Tommy's, Tommy Queasy's lobster boat.
Tom Queasy?
Oh, that's where you learned the business.
That's where I learned the business when we had some lobsters that were out in the 80-degree sun. It was a warm day off the coast.
I remember Tommy Queasy and, of course, your other uncle, Toot Queasy.
Toot Queasy. Tommy and Toot Queasy, we were really concerned about the fact that we hadn't stored these lobsters properly, and that's when my Uncle Tommy said, "Oh, Jesus Christ, who gives a rat's ass about that? Just put them in the bag and put them on the shore." And so I'll say to you, sorry, I shouldn't have said those naughty words
that's
there,
fine.
Drew Johnson. Stay in school, don't do drugs, and listen to your parents, all right? I would also like to wish the best to Doug Pospickle.
Now, that is, by God, one of the nastiest sounding names I've ever heard in my life.
I thought you served those at your restaurant.
You know, I understand that out in Wisconsin, where they make the cheese, that they've got some strange names. But Jesus, Doug Posspickle is without question one of the most unusual names I've ever heard.
You should get a jar of Posspickles for the counter.
Yeah, well, we leave them out in the
jar. Of course you do.
Yeah, they store, and also the pickled eggs.
Oh, yum.
Dan Gleason is now 34 and heading to Vegas, pleased to have all cast members offer Vegas advice in their best drunk voice. Do you want to start?
Sure.
Don't go to the slot machines.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen. If you're going to gamble, gamble when you're blacked out.
I don't know. I don't know, Doug. I think, you know, everybody in the Gleason family would tell you just stay away! Stay away. Thank you. Larry King will not rest until he wishes Courtney a happy belated birthday from Kenny, Margie, and Chris. We go to Kenny, Margie, and Chris celebrating the birthday of Courtney. Courtney, you like peanut butter on a bagel?
Tastes better, doesn't it, Larry?
Yeah, it tastes. And look for me on RT, Russian television. Anyway, furthermore, Ben Franco won't rest until he hears Larry King laugh. Laugh, Larry, laugh. Okay, here we go for you, Ben Franco. I just heard a good joke the other day. It's about a priest and confession and loose women. But you won't hear the punchline.
No.
Thank you. P1 Stacy Zettel is 42 today and has 5 grandchildren. Wow. The magic of stepkids. Okay. So the next time she complains about being, when you were drinking. I can always tell.
No, I was sober.
That's when you got tired, at that point.
You see, you're making assumptions that are blatant lies.
It's a typo. Why do typos occur?
Because I made a mistake.
Tell him why typos occur.
Because you don't pay attention to the details.
Thank you.
Made me very happy.
Right, so the next time Mike complains is what it should say. Forgive me. And you know what, Mike?
What?
I'd like to... Let me stop the music.
Oh, here we go.
I would like to apologize.
Yeah, I'm reading and them. I don't pre-read them.
What is so odd
is... You put
is
things in there for
so
me.
So many, many times they go off without a hitch, the birthday segment.
This is actually the first time I've seen a typo.
That when the typo happens, it's glaring.
It's highlighted.
And for that, I hate it.
You know, you don't see all the typos.
Oh, you don't see a ton of them?
Sometimes I gloss over them.
And sometimes it makes a very big deal about them.
So the next time Mike complains about typos... No, the next time Mike complains about being an old dad, please make him shut up. Okay,
that's fair.
You know what? I will shut up about
that. Yeah, he's not an old dad.
Bill Barris writes, how does actor Jeff Goldblum recover from a St. Patrick's Day hangover? That's really curious, Bill. I'm going to say because, you know, we're another green. Who's not going to go out and really, really get into that? You know what I mean? What I do is lots of shepherd's pie. Yeah, shepherd's pie. That's what I enjoy. Yeah.
Gina looked Irish.
Gina's not married to me anymore.
Yeah, but you keep in touch, right?
Just remember, Jeff Goldblum, Jurassic Park. I was the fly. I'm in a brand new movie, kind of a cameo. Thanks a lot, Bill Barris. We appreciate that. All right, and we close with our letter of the week. All right, let's.
And the letter is actually in that box, Mike. It's tucked in the top.
All right, very good. All right, let's see.
Nice.
Wow, this is a big letter.
It's more of a card.
Oh, it's a card?
It's a card.
Okay, let's see what it says.
Can't go
here.
Wrong.
It came to our PO box.
No
this
anthrax.
This is a lovely picture of some beautiful part of the world, a mountainous area. Looks like it could be in Europe or perhaps the Rockies or something like that. Wow. This comes to me from Sean. He writes, Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, Mike, I have heard you speak of the bland Rush with, you know what, of the band Rush.
Right. Mm.
With fondness over the years. A close friend of mine, Bruce French, has toured with them for the last 6 years as the band's chef. That is cool.
Neat, huh?
I asked him for these sticks on their last European tour as a keepsake for your drums. Is this what I think it is?
Yeah.
I started listening to the Don and Mike show on WAVA back in 1987. Bear with me with the writing. I'm reading it for the first time. When I first moved to the state and I lived in D.C., I love the podcast format and listen daily. Since our town is in a box canyon surrounded by 13,000-foot peaks, I could only get the radio show by listening on a shortwave radio back in the day.
How cool is that?
So needless to say, hail to the podcasts. I love that. Thanks for the years of laughter, perspective, and helping me feel like I had friends during some very difficult and lonely times in my life. Cheers from Sean. Is that Farah?
Shan Farah, I think.
Farah? Yeah. That's Shan Farah from Telluride, Colorado. It is Colorado.
Cool.
And are these...
They're concert-used drumsticks from the band Rush.
So they're concert-used drumsticks from Neil Peart?
Yes.
Or Peart, as you know, it's, there's still the debate
but
about
how
that.
Cool is that?
Oh, my God.
Pretty cool. These are the cool. sticks that he uses. Unwrapping them.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Wow. Oh, yeah, they're signed by him. They're his drumsticks.
Nice. How neat.
Oh, wow. Wow, this is the way he uses them. Oh, Sean, you're a man. You made me. You made my life. I'm going to put these in a very special place. Thank you very much. And start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello, Rick.
Ollie.
How extravagant you are, throwing away women like that. Someday they may be scarce. You know, I think now I shall pay a call on Yvonne. Maybe get her on the rebound. Huh?
Well, when it comes to women, you're a true Democrat.
Et moi, je vous dis que la tête de l'Italie, ce pauvre petit pays de Grèce, mon cher.
If he gets a word in, it'll be a major Italian victory. The plane to Lisbon. You would like to be on it?
Why? What's in Lisbon?
The clipper to America. I've often speculated on why you don't return to America. Did you abscond with the church funds? You run off with the senator's wife. I like to think that you killed a man. It's the romantic in me.
It's a combination of all three.
And what in heaven's name brought you to Casablanca?
My health. I came to Casablanca for the waters.
The waters? What waters? We're in the desert.
I was misinformed.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are broadcasting all over the planet. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 22 million downloads. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we are heard over the air on the mighty KCJJ in the heart of the heartland, the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
Hi, Kurt.
Want to make sure we give you Kurt Suter?
No, Kurt Means.
Kurt Davies?
No, Kurt Means.
Kurt who?
Kurt Means. He's the head sales guy there.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah, good guy.
He's got glasses, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah, how you doing?
Help them to see.
How are you, Kurt? Anyway, the Mike O'Mara Show.
How are you, Kurt?
Is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why?
Why?
Because you know they get it.
Yeah.
They all do. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our friends at Encore. I want to say thank you to everybody that's reached out to Encore in the last couple of weeks. We're very grateful for that. It's a new year, and if you're out there shopping insurance, it's hard to know which company offers the best value. Well, we know because it's Encore.
Right.
Everybody should have life insurance, and everybody that gets life insurance should go to Encore because they will compare all of the rates from all the major insurance companies, and they will do all the work so you don't have to.
You don't have to.
Here's the number I'd like you to call, and still, we're continuing our initiative for Encore because we're in the process of proving to Encore that our listeners do get it.
Yeah.
And that you get it by calling and getting your free life insurance quote. Here's the number, 866-347-5748. They do all the work. There's no obligation. You're not going to be called on. If you'd like to use your computer, go to smartterm.com. That is SMARTTERM.com. You'll find all the licensing, disclaimer, and quality customer service there. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Please give them a call today, 866-347-5748. Protect your family the smart way at smartterm.com. And we thank them in advance. Well, hail, hail. The gang's all here. The second to last show, from the studio here in Manassas, Virginia.
Really weird. I actually said to Carrie today, it hadn't sunk in. I said, today is a show, and then we do tomorrow, and then that's the last show from Manassas. Yeah. We just won't do it anymore. And
yeah.
It seems, after nearly 5 years, it seems very odd.
It is, it's been a really nice run here. We're very, very excited about brand new studios
yes.
in Fort Myers, Florida, and also in Washington, D.C., and ultimately in Leesburg, Virginia. You know, and that's the way that we're doing this, and we're taking our time. We're doing it the right way, and we're very, very excited about it. So you can listen along and hear the wonderful comings and goings and how everything plays out. It's going to be kind of weird for me on Monday. having a commute for the very first time in a long time.
Do you remember how to drive? Exciting.
I have no idea. I've been, you know, just been in the house with my wooden wheelchair.
That's it. That's big wicker back.
You'll be fine.
It's gonna be interesting. Now, you, I know, Oscar Santana.
Yes.
Have been really spending every waking hour when you're not doing your 47 podcast.
Too long.
Yes.
Of doing that. And I just heard as I was walking away, you know, it's like, hey, we're starting on you know, Monday. We're going to be coming in Sunday for a sound check. And then I hear, well, it's not really. And I'm hearing kind of, how are you? How is everything
no,
progressing?
What he said is that he's has, it's panels. That's it. Two panels.
Yeah, there's
right?
These. These acoustic panels that I ended up finding online finally.
Right.
And you have to order them 4 weeks in advance. Mm-hmm. And they're a little backed up. They're 6 weeks now.
But you want, I know how
I
you
want
work.
To be perfect.
You want perfection.
Yes.
You want us to walk in, even on Sunday,
yes.
to walk in and everything's
yeah,
going to be
just the way
right.
Well,
he learned that from the CBS engineers.
That's right.
It was a gut
perfection
shot.
Perfection is the only satisfaction.
When the guy said they'll arrive on, and you won't notice on camera simply because half the room is done.
Yes.
So the top half. But I remember the guy's like, look, we've got a production problem. Coming from Minnesota, and I said, well, how fast can you get them here? And he said, well, maybe Monday, but that's, you know, expedited overnight shipping. And I said, well, how much does that cost? He goes, $839. And I said, no.
For shipping?
I said, what does it cost for the regular shipping? He said, $72 for Wednesday. I said, Wednesday's fine.
Wednesday's good.
No big deal.
Wow.
And by the way, you backed up your timeline, not your boy.
Wow.
Right?
Really?
It's a whole thing.
$800 shipping? That's like shipping a car.
What do you mean backed up the timeline? What do you mean?
Well, I ordered 4 weeks ago.
They're the right. ones that screwed up, yes. is what you're saying.
But, you know, it's corporate America. What are you going to do?
So you have been really meticulously
planning this out.
Putting this together. I've yeah. seen, you know, weeks ago, I saw a yeah. Picture of this studio.
The hardest part
absolutely
was
beautiful.
The actual engineering side for the board. And, we had to make an audible at the last minute. We got a better board in the long run.
Get it? Audible?
Yay, audible for audio. But yeah, it was labor of love. I can't wait till we get started. I can't wait till everything sounds right for you guys. And
right.
then we just keep moving.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, how many man hours do you figure you've put into this studio?
I was doing the math.
Because I know you like to count things
to
like
my
that.
Girl. I said,
for bringing it up in later arguments.
For the money and time.
So right.
For the money and time. I know how people feel when they buy a house and they're already invested in it. They've gone too far along and they find out they need like new foundation. They're like, F it, we got to get the foundation. We're just going to debt.
Mr. Blandings builds his dream house. Yeah.
It was the money pit for a good 2 months.
Yeah.
Yes. So in time and actual cash, but well worth it. Everything is coming along swimmingly.
Right. I would say my guess would be for him 250 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
A healthier life, though. I mean, I wouldn't go out on the weekend simply because I had to work.
That's,
you know?
That's true.
That's
I
true.
Mean, it's kind of
but what is
thing.
Really worse for you is going out and having an occasional drink or staying in and breathing asbestos.
No asbestos.
Do you find that with this being your number one activity,
yes.
with not going out, that you actually sleep better when you do get into the rack?
Oh,
that you
no. Because I'm there until 2, 3 in the morning because it's so close to my house.
And you're still all wound up when you get home?
You well, one...
Like a watch.
I've learned so much about, I guess, RF, which is radio frequency interference,
right.
and then EMF, which is
a
like electromagnetic
band.
Interference.
I thought that's what Greaseman used to say.
And, yeah. and cell towers and how they can interfere
towers.
With you, because we're on the top floor of this building.
Incidentally, Greaseman yes. used to say that when he was starting his show. EMF. Enter.
Oh, I thought, hello.
Hey, EMF.
And it means adios, yes. my friend.
EMF.
That's what Doug used
so,
to
yeah,
say.
So, yeah, I'm excited.
Is there any trepidation?
Well, we'll be working in a mixed space, so we'll have to mind our P's and Q's.
But do you mean racially mixed?
We have a shared suite. We're subleasing.
Well,
but
you're going to shut the door. We can do whatever we want when you
yes,
shut the door,
yes, but
right?
I'm just saying when we open the door,
yeah.
I don't think F-bombs are going to be okay just yelling back and forth like
well,
we
okay.
do here.
And well, you know, it's an office.
A lot yeah, of people don't know where we are.
Well, you know what? Can I
Birkenstocks.
He doesn't even know this about Carla's only... thing. Do you know your voice carries more than any other voices on this studio? I think we're all loud when mm-hmm. we get going. You'd think his little hyena laugh would carry,
yeah.
but apparently you hold the record for baby wake-ups.
Well, that's almost over, isn't it?
Ah, he's indignant.
You see, there's just
the
so many reasons.
Woke the baby up.
So
no,
many don't, reasons don't. That she hates me. And just, I mean,
she
if you
not.
Want, I can
she loves
write
you.
Up a scroll.
Do you know what she said to me the other day? She was commenting about how funny you
can't
are.
Can't wait till that door
she
leaves.
Was commenting on how funny you are, how oh, brilliantly funny you are.
Very nice of her to say.
She was really saying
but
that
when,
to
and
me.
And then when she goes, she says, oh, but he's so funny. He wakes the baby all the time with his jokes.
Well worth it.
The baby doesn't think he's funny. The baby cries.
Rob, you come through the door, and let me do this. I'm going to now, if we can hear this. Now, we'll have to turn all the microphones
up. Yeah, we'll open the mic.
I will now demonstrate Pony coming through the door and Rob
please.
All right, this is the way.
Everything's up. Nice. The room sounds live.
Yeah, it's a playlist. Now, can you turn that mic towards the door,
yes.
Oscar, the guest mic?
I got it. Okay. Yeah. All right. So the first, this is how,
by the way, this is how the new studio is going to sound.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is Pony Boy coming through the door.
Okay, Pony coming in.
One, two, three.
Okay, that's Pony coming through the door.
Right. Pony's in.
This is Rob coming through the door. Hello, everyone.
Salutations.
Well, that is sort of the presentation I like to bring. Now, may I do a quick impression? Here's Oscar coming through the door. I'll do it in 10 minutes when he actually gets there.
So true.
On that note,
sorry, guys.
We're going to take a break. We will come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. You know what just fell out of the Rush envelope?
Oh, a pick.
Is this like a, could this be a Geddy Lee?
I would guess it would be.
Or the other guy?
Or the third guy.
Poor guy that
Zeppo.
Nobody remembers. Very, very cool.
That is a really nice gift.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show, is brought to you by Fanatics.com. Get ready for the madness, March Madness. Yes, the greatest month in sports is here, and it's the brackets, baby.
Oh, the brackets. Yeah,
American University, congrats.
Did we make it into the dance?
Oh, yeah.
You knew before I did. I feel so terrible.
I knew yesterday.
Because they won the Big East tournament, right?
Yeah. Big East? What are you talking about?
Well, they won their game yesterday.
You should stop talking and read. I'll tell you after the
game. It's that time of year that Rob actually admits that he went to VCU and Mike went to American University.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're in
you
the
can
NCAAs.
Get some gear now. Some new gear.
Fantastic. He might even get out his class ring. Well, how about me?
Yeah.
All right. This is it. Fanatics.com. I'm excited.
Yes, Mike. How about you?
Yes. You should make sure that everyone knows who you are rooting for.
But, Mike, don't root so loud that you wake the baby.
So go to Fanatics.com and stock up on official team gear. They've got it all. All right, go to Fanatics.com.
I'm right with you
right now. Get me my American University stuff. Jerseys, hats, hoodies, T-shirts, jackets, pullovers for every team and every size. This is fun.
It's a great website.
You never know. There are always one or two sleepers in the brackets that go crazy. Fanatics.com has everything in stock from infant to 4XL.
Oh, these are cool. You're going to love these.
I have two VCU items on the way, actually.
Awesome. I'm going to do it today.
Sweatshirts, T-shirts, hats.
I'm all in.
And you can actually put your name on back of one of them if you'd like.
No,
oh, that'd be good. How about it says disc jockey?
Yeah, I'm actually somewhat of a public figure, Oscar. And, of course, fitted gear for the ladies. Rawr. Fanatics.com.
They do have fitted gear.
Wow. They do.
Can I do the commercial, please?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Fanatics.com has the largest assortment of gear anywhere, from all of the 64 March Madness teams to pro teams, NASCAR, and so much more. You know, baseball's just around the corner, so you got geared up for your baseball team. Remember, if you use our code TMOS, you get free shipping with no minimum. Get yourself some gear or find the perfect gift for the fan in your life. Go to Fanatics.com and look for the promo box at checkout to enter TMOS. I am doing that today.
Yes.
So
fill
cool.
out your brackets and look great while you do it. Just point and click your way to Fanatics.com. It's that easy. We're a sports fan shop. Fanatics.com. Use our code TMOS.
Love that site.
That's exciting.
That's very cool.
Congrats, by the way.
Thank you. I didn't. Yeah. So, can you tell me how did they?
Does
get
the bracket
it?
Fall they out in such picked? A way that the final game, the championship, could be AU and VCU? Oh. Could it happen?
You know who I got the information from right when it broke? Tony Perkins.
Really? Because Tony's Twitter. Mr. AU guy.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
And so, how's Tony coming with his stuff?
He's coming.
You know, that's good.
Once the studio is done,
terrific. Good for him.
In April, we'll start working on his show, and we'll keep moving.
It's excellent.
Keep evolving.
Okay, that means it's not started yet. All right, so anyway.
Well, you know that. Don't you think I tell you?
I know. You tell
me. I tell you everything.
I know. You tell me everything.
Yeah.
I maybe shouldn't have brought it up. Is Tony still going to do a podcast?
Yes, we had an extensive conversation 2 weeks ago.
So he's still into it?
Yes.
He's
actually
to
looking to do it with a guy from New York.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Scott Shannon.
Scott Shannon.
I love you on Good Morning America.
Is it Tony Camilla?
No.
Really?
It's Opie.
It's Greg Hughes?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Don Imus? I don't understand what we're doing. Why are you down there and I'm up here?
Bernard? Tony? I can't hear you. Anyway. It's a goofy show today. Let me talk about what everybody is talking about, because it really is a story that when I was out with Colonel Colburn and his lovely wife Nancy last night at dinner, you know, we talked about it then, because it's really top of mind, because the story continues to become more and more fascinating with every day. And twisted with this Malaysian flight, the 777, that was lost. Perhaps over the water, that's what they think, but nobody knows.
But they don't know.
They don't even know what direction this plane was going into. Yesterday, the big news that broke late afternoon, a little after 4 o'clock Eastern time, was that Chinese satellites had seen satellite images of what appeared to perhaps be wreckage, but there was no confirmation. Mm. Today, the story is that that's probably not wreckage of any kind.
Right.
And this story just goes on and on. And what I have learned is that all the experts in all the fields of airline security and former pilots like Sully Sullenberger, nobody knows. Nobody knows what's going on.
I'm actually falling into the Jesse the Body Ventura camp,
where the conspiracy gets thicker and thicker.
Actually, Oscar came in with a couple unverified crackpot theories today. What were they?
Well, because it's taken so long. Again, 2014, modern technology, drones everywhere. You think they would have spotted this thing by now, right?
Sure.
Pretty, almost a lock in this modern era.
Yes, you've got four nations, you know, military or a navy's trying to find this wreckage. You can't find it. I'll say this: that there's a theory out there that says that the military allegedly shot the plane down, and they're trying to keep it under wraps because it was hijacked. That's the latest theory to come out, and that's alleged.
Of course, it's alleged. Yes. But are they alleging what country's military?
They don't say.
Well,
that.
You know what? If it was the Chinese.
Oh, the Chinese.
If it was the Chinese, I could see that perhaps happening.
Well, when you wait this long, this is what type of crockpot theories come out.
Not crockpot.
Crackpot.
Crackpot.
Damn it!
Not crockpot theories?
Well, Mike, there are also.
That might be his best of the month.
Mike.
Crockpot theories.
It's crackpot?
There are crockpot theories, but they just take a lot longer.
Thank you. You were right. Rob and I were sprinting to the joke. It was a race to the joke. That's what you used to do in your family that pissed them off,
too. Crackpot?
No, yes. So they were good theories. They just took a long time to develop.
That's right.
Thank you very much. That's the joke I was
doing. It's not crockpot?
No, crockpot is a vessel used for cooking. Crackpot means like a broken vessel, something that's wrong.
Damn it.
Moron.
It's very...
I've used crockpot my entire life.
Somebody seems to be on the line.
Oh,
I don't know.
Let me go to the phone. Hello?
Hello, Rob?
Yes?
Dr. Evil.
Oh, hi, Doctor. How are you?
I have an explanation for the missing 777 jet from Malaysia.
Hey, did you hear Oscar use the word crockpot?
Crockpot theories. All of those crockpot theories, Rob.
Yes, that's stupid, right?
I want to tell you that I have the plane.
What is... Oh, you have the plane.
Yes, I have all the people there in my local hotel on the island of Evil.
That's great. And I suppose when you see them all there, you laugh.
Yes.
How much is it going to take? How much is it going to take to get them back?
I would like to have $1 million delivered to my island. I have equipped the Boeing 777 with a laser. Laser will be deployed at altitude, and I will aim it at whoever I choose to.
Are you doing air quotes? Because you're on the phone. I can't see.
I'm doing air quotes.
Okay.
That's why. Anyone that knows Austin Powers will know that when I pause, I am doing the air fingers. That is the air quotes. Thank you, Mr. Spiewak.
Dr. Evil.
Yes, hello, Oscar.
How did you get one of the pilots to turn off the transponder?
It was very easy. I used the power of hypnosis.
Again with the air quotes.
Thank you and goodbye.
Thanks, Doctor. Well, it's good that we have a solution now.
Yes, well, this thing just keeps getting thicker and thicker, and who knows? I mean, you have to see some wreckage, I would think, in order to think the plane went down. Otherwise, the plane could be anywhere.
The one thing that keeps swimming around in my head is that if it crashed in the water, big pieces are going to float, and with the amount of search for it,
I heard the opposite. I heard big pieces don't float.
But let me just say,
they said that there might have been
lots of things float in a
Sullenberger
plane.
Or one of the pilots said that if there was a certain mixture of fuel in the wings, that might keep a wing floating, but
Probably not. It would go to the bottom.
Okay, but certain pieces would float, and it would seem to me if
yeah, you would think float, little pieces of plastic and stuff
they
would
have spotted, and then if it landed, if it crashed on ground, it's a big enough plane, someone would have heard it.
But not
and
if
not it, if they're on a desert island.
And not if it crashed in the jungle. And right around that part of the world, there are vast, dense
elephant
jungles.
What about Tarzan?
Do you know the ocean area that they are searching is the equivalent to the Caribbean?
Yeah.
That's how big.
131,000 miles
it's
now,
insane.
I think. Square miles. Yeah.
It's
also,
insane.
Think about this. One, there are a couple of theories out there outside of these crackpot theories. Thank God. I almost said crockpot. One, somebody turned off the transponder on purpose, which
right.
is possible.
Yes.
And then two, that apparently there's a sensor on the engines mm-hmm. that automatically downloads to its system on the ground.
Right.
And those sensors are saying that the plane flew for 4 extra hours.
I'd heard that.
Yeah.
So it could be
anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It really is. It continues to be fascinating. I think one of the great aviation mysteries of all time, and we have it right here in 2014.
Do you think we'll ever get an answer?
I think so.
I hope so.
I think we'll find out if we can find Amelia Earhart.
Yeah.
We will take a break and we will come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, friends. Mike O'Mara here. I love. I cannot overstate it, how much I love my Sleep Number bed.
Yes.
Not only do I love it, Carla loves it too. You see, each side of our Sleep Number bed uses air to support and cushion our entire body. In Carla's case, it supports her little body.
Yes.
In my case, it supports my large body.
So you require more air.
I do, because if the air supports me beautifully and gives me a great night's sleep. And the nice thing about it, I went to Sleep Number beds when I could not find a mattress that would help with my back pain. And I will tell you that Sleep Number beds are clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. Maybe you've considered getting a Sleep Number bed, but thought you couldn't afford one. But can you really afford another sleepless, restless night?
Can't put a price on that,
Mike. You cannot put a price on that. Now we introduce the all-new Sleep Number P5, featuring the latest innovations, comfortably priced. I love my Sleep Number, and you will too. My Sleep Number setting is right now at about a 90, and Carla is about a 70.
You've backed off a little bit.
Yeah,
then.
I adjust mine periodically, and we both sleep like babies in perfect comfort. I was watching a Sleep Number commercial on TV last night, and the lady said she's got the strong Sleep Number setting of 65, and I went, ha, 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 that's nothing, me stronger. Right now, save $400, the lowest price on the Sleep Number P5 bed. It is glorious. You'll love it. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide. He can't help himself, can he?
No.
Find
not a tough
one near
guy like you.
Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again, 800-511-0061. Don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Welcome back to the show. Now you can say anything you want.
I love you. That's why I didn't give you the middle finger. I gave you the peace sign to cut it out.
When we pull back the curtain here, when we do commercials on the show, it is a very important part of how we make our living.
It's the lifeblood. Lifeblood.
There is individual that seems to throw grenades in the commercial, because advertisers in any area, you know, whether it be the Super Bowl or right down to the Mike O'Mara Show podcast, occasionally get concerned over anything that might even be slightly controversial.
They want a controlled message.
They want a very controlled message. So anytime levity is inserted, it causes a little bit of discrepancy. Yeah. I have learned this. You have always known this for some reason.
Well, Oscar's not good at levity.
There is one person who might be the brightest of the three who has not learned this. Who has never learned this.
When in fact, then, Mike, I mustn't be the brightest.
You are
the brightest.
But in this particular area, you have a bit of dysfunction.
I think what it is,
to wish to be the jester, even though we just want to get the message out.
I process things differently than other people.
This has got to be like the seventh time we've talked about this.
It's incredible. Let's talk about the psychology of Rob for a second.
Fine, I'm right here.
Let's talk to you about the psychology of Rob. Where is the friggin' disconnect?
Here, is it tissue? I just heard the death rattle. I know you're not fine.
Oh, my God. You are too much.
Incidentally,
do I think it's minor? Of course I think it's minor.
Well, I know you
do. But now, because of, you know, what we deal with everybody, me. I know it's not minor anymore. It's just that one area that has to be kind of like right on message.
I understand. You know what? He 9 out of 10 times he's great. Like he's peppering through. He advances a spot. He's awesome.
The other day when I was like dying of, of not getting oxygen, totally and I pointed at Rob,
run.
And he did it off the top of
home
his head.
Run. Absolute for SeatGeek. I was like, wow. Right.
But you don't need to say that. You see, what it is I think I have a different mindset than everybody else
in
the world.
I will do my impression of you now, and let's say you're doing a commercial for widgets.
Okay.
So you're talking about the best widgets you've ever had.
They really are the best, and now they're at their lowest price ever. Now is the time to get a widget.
My widgets make my farts smell.
See, that's not at all what I do. And the crowd loves it.
We've become, in certain respects...
Maybe we're oversensitive.
Your governor should have been recalled by GM long time ago.
My governor probably should have never been elected.
It's funny.
I was building on
I
the
can't
notion...
get mad at him.
That my,
I don't either.
You are intellectually broken. I don't know where it happened, but it's just like... Maybe it's a career where you haven't been... But no, you have done commercials.
No,
I have.
You know what
You've
it is?
You've been part of it. What is it?
He's the wild card.
He is the wild
He's
card.
He's the wild card.
I hate
he
it.
Enjoys being the wild
I
card.
I don't enjoy it.
Well,
you think I enjoy this?
Beauty of you.
Do not enjoy this.
I don't think you mind
I hate
this.
It.
Do you really?
I hate
you
it.
You don't like the scrutiny?
You know why?
Why?
No one wants to be the weak link. I am the weekly. Did you watch Modern Family last night?
I did not.
Okay, the young Mexican boy
and man,
the young
man.
The young Asian girl and the gay couple went to an art museum.
This is like talking to an elderly person in the house. The young Mexican boy.
And so they all went to the art museum. And what happened
this is bringing up everything that's down inside of me. I'm glad we're
Cam
doing.
Was he had researched the art museum they were going to, but he researched the wrong artist because that artist had left.
Oh.
So he excused himself. And when he did, Mitchell panicked because all of a sudden he was the stupidest one in the group.
Oh.
Because he was the weak link. Then he excused himself, and then Manny panicked because he was the dumb one of the two. And then it was left with the daughter with the glasses. And finally, she said, this was miserable. I had to dumb it down all day. So where it puts me is it's a skill that I lack. Now, there are things, I'm sure, that I'll discover them someday that I'm good at.
No, well,
but as far as doing that, when I step in it, and when I make it harder for you, I genuinely hate it.
We are now not the show. We are now the radio station. We are now the sales department,
right, we're
the
everything.
Continuity department. We are the legal department. We are all of it, and we are all of it under the same roof, and we all have to maintain that kind of awareness.
Exactly.
I will be honest. I had to be trained on it. I had to be aware of it because I would try to inject my levity into some of these things, and to be perfectly honest, when you think
you came up through the ranks a different way I did.
Yeah, and the thing is, there are times when that's appropriate and times when that's not for certain individuals that have been kind enough to share their business with the Mike O'Mara Show. And that's something that's the reality of it. And somebody might say to themselves, well, that's maybe why we don't get the edginess in Super Bowl commercials that we might normally get.
Okay, understood.
You don't get that because it's all kind of about they want
to
get it out
there.
They're
paying $4 million to be on a Super Bowl. They want it to be nice.
They don't want any glitches in there.
Right.
And that, and so that's what it is. And it's funny because it's not just peppering it with comments. It's comments that might in any way, on any level,
understood.
Offend any group
or
of people.
Or take away from the message.
Or take away from
Gotta
the
get the word out there. And my apologies to you and to Oscar and to all our crockpot listeners.
Yes.
And, of course, mostly to the client.
Can I talk about something that's actually totally unrelated to this?
Sure.
And if you must change the subject.
Get off of this subject.
Please.
A silly little game. But you know how I love Colonel and Nancy Colburn.
Yes.
I really think they're really become very good friends of ours. And he is the head of the Marine Band and just a wonderful human being.
The president's own. Mike.
The president's own, and he's been on the he's on the stage with the president at the inaugural. He's that guy. He's the guy with the Marine Band. They're amazing musicians, and he is the leader of the band in every sense of the word, and does a great job. And they become good friends of ours, and we have a great time when we go out with them. So we take them to our favorite Chinese restaurant, and where Rob and I like to go all the time in Falls Church, and we get there last night. And the Peking Gourmet Inn is where we send people that come into town. We talk about it all the time.
Yes.
Bobby was there, our friend, who is actually a Marine, also a former Marine. You're not a former Marine. He's a Marine.
Bobby's a good
guy. And a really, really nice guy. And we're there. And I never knew this little children's game that is involved at the end of getting the fortune cookies.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
And so you read your fortune cookie and you say, everybody has to read their fortune cookie. And then at the end, you put in bed.
Yeah, you just add the phrase in bed.
And it was just much hilarious.
Oh, it's fantastic.
The simple jokes are the best. You know, you will have a wonderful fortune and great times coming up in bed.
You are about to make the best friends of your life in bed.
In bed.
And it's a very simple thing, but it is very funny. And normally if you have a beer or two with your meal, it gets even funnier.
You will find great fortune and success. In bed.
Love it.
I just love it.
Your lucky numbers are 5, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17. In bed.
Exactly. In bed.
So, you know, I'm trying because the Colburns had not been here and because I still look up to them and try to impress them when we're out. I'm trying to make a very good show of everything.
Sure. It's one of your last dalliances with your... with your bromance.
Yes, absolutely.
Because they're moving too.
He's, you know, he's right up there with Liam Neeson and Kevin Spacey, my man crush on Colonel Colburn. And, you know, because he's everything I'm not. You know, he's disciplined. He's thin. And here I am. And so we call, Bobby comes over who runs the restaurant, the general manager at Peking Gourmet. And I have a bite of food that is halfway up to my mouth.
Okay.
And I really was trying to be, you know, hey, the good father. We've got our little guy there. Michael William is behaving beautifully.
Oh, that's great.
Absolutely phenomenal. That kid could be in the worst mood. You get him into a public situation, and he goes on autopilot, and then he gets into the car, and he wigs out a little bit. It's fantastic.
Wow. But that's
everything an O'Mara should be.
Yeah. That's okay.
You know, behave beautifully when you're out in public, and then become a complete psychopath when the doors are closed.
He's 8 months old now? Seven or eight?
Between 7 and 8 months old.
At 7.5 months, he already is Irish enough to internalize.
Yes. He is doing a fabulous job. He is. And so as Bobby comes over to greet the table, and it's just like, hello. As he walks over, the entire forkful falls off the fork into my lap. And then the discussion ensued. And Rob can relate to this. And Oscar, you won't be able to identify with this.
No, he can't. He can.
The fact is that when you're a man of larger carriage, the distance that food has to travel from plate to mouth is more significant. And you said, well, you should just sit over the plate.
Yeah.
Well, let me explain how sitting over the plate, you see.
It doesn't aid digestion.
See, sitting over the plate, there is this obstacle called the omentum that does not allow you to hover over the plate. There's certain men with those concave, you know, your average Hollywood person could actually, you know, hover like a helicopter over their plate.
Yeah. For
example. But me, unfortunately, you've got to go over the mountain range before you can get to the mouth.
Let's talk Tony Bloom for a second.
Yes.
The amount of time that the fork full of food for Matt is over his shirt is never.
Yeah, it's never.
Because his shirt goes straight down.
Yes.
For us, it's like traveling, you know, the Grand Pyrenees.
Yeah, this is what it sounds like. You put the fork into the food, and then it's like... How's it going right now? Well, it's over the navel right now. We're getting to the third button. Here it comes. Okay, it's in there now. And so that's where I run into a little bit of trouble.
Do you have a napkin
down
when that happened yesterday?
Because
like a bib napkin?
Because a bib napkin is the advertiser. You're Mr. Creosote as soon as you do that.
Exactly.
You're the ultimate fat porker guy. It's just like, all right, can I tuck the... And I've seen the fat men that do that.
Yes.
That have completely given up.
Ask for a lobster bib.
That is truly giving up. That is giving up.
It is giving up.
When you take the napkin and you tuck it into the top of your shirt and you cover yourself with it, that is to me the ultimate. That's the way of saying not only am I a fat slob, but I'm a fat slob who doesn't really care. And probably with a dirty crotch because the leavings.
Oh, you can bet on it.
The leavings are falling down into that area, and that's where they're
going. It's rolling down. It's rolling down.
Jesus.
I'm telling the truth.
It is true.
Wouldn't it?
And you know,
I would imagine the food.
My father had a little omentum too, but he didn't have a tie. He didn't have a stain on it.
Wouldn't most food, and be honest, if that is the case, it actually catches on your omentum, so you can. It's not that far to pick up and say 5 second rule.
No,
and you can't do that. And also, really, the thing here is not so much the occasional piece of dropped
food. I think the
5 second
rule is in Dumb News today too.
Oh, good.
I think I remember that. There's a 5 second rule in Dumb News today.
The thing that's the worst thing about it is not the fact that it gets on your shirt, but it will stain your shirt.
Yes,
well, and there's really, and then there's no, and you know what? It's even worse. Not so much in a restaurant. Have you ever taken a meal, say, in your recliner, and then you're in your back? Then you've got a full playing field.
I've taken. I've not only taken food in a. You've had a food in a reclining chair.
Of course not.
No, my parents didn't have recliners.
But like an easy chair.
Hold on, stop for a second.
No, they don't have any.
You've never had food in a recliner.
No, in my life. That's why I get so excited about your chair.
When was the last meal you had in a recliner?
Breakfast.
Yeah, I always wanted my mom to get a Lazy Boy, but she never did.
Oh, God, at 18, I had a recliner.
You know that my chair, you've seen, you've been
That's
in my chair.
That's why I get so excited.
Did you eat when you were over here staying the night? Did
no,
you ever
I
eat
ate
in that
the
chair?
Kitchen table.
You went to the kitchen table?
Yeah.
That's why he's thin. It's the way we should eat. I've not only eaten in my recliner, I've taken many a meal in the boudoir.
What?
Oh, I'm, absolutely.
You eat in bed?
I've eaten in bed.
That's sacrilege.
You've never eaten in bed?
No, I've never had.
You've never eaten in bed?
No,
you've never had a bowl of ice cream in bed?
No.
You've never had potato chips in bed?
Never.
You've never had a
you
snack in bed?
You have to sleep there.
No.
Pony, have you ever eaten in bed?
I'm sorry, Mike. I have not.
Oh, my God. F you all. You bastards. No, you're leaving me out to dry on this one.
It's okay, Hambone.
Oh, my God. Let's you ass. I think.
Why do you have to take a meal into the bedroom?
Well, because the TV's up there and we feel like watching TV and having a snack in bed. I'm not the only person that's had a snack in bed.
You have a beautiful TV in your kitchen.
I have a beautiful, but sometimes you want to just go upstairs and relax and you know, get into your jammies or your undies or wherever and you want to hang
never.
Out.
I have never.
Have you ever eaten a bowl of ice cream in just your boxers? In your bed.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
That is not a good look.
You're welcome, ladies.
Jesus.
Hey. Who's turned on now, eh?
I am. Mike, what kind of ice cream?
You have really, really crushed me. You have really crushed me.
That is
you
something I've never done.
You and Carrie have never like gone up and decided, you know, we're going to grab a pizza and let's just turn in. Do you have a TV in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Aren't you scared of the box getting greasy on your covers or a comforter?
That be a no.
Oh,
thank you very
God.
Much.
I can't even think.
No, but we don't like, what do you think we do? Wipe the pizza on
you
the
just
cover?
Said, didn't you ever think about getting a pizza and going upstairs to your bedroom?
Well, we've had pizza up in bed. Mrs. O'Mara would tell you that Carl and I have dined in bed many times.
While she was pregnant? I respect that.
No, she's. I think we've enjoyed many a meal up in the bedroom.
That's so
we do different. A lot of our TV viewing. So you don't do a lot of your TV viewing in the bedroom, do you?
I do some. Every night I watch something. Every morning I watch something.
Really?
Yeah. My parents had a standing rule. You could never eat in bed.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what?
I know that I've got my supporters out there. I know that I have bed-eating supporters out there.
It's called something anonymous.
It's not that big a deal.
I think it must come.
God damn you boys are making me feel small again.
I think it must come from my childhood. We were never allowed to have food in the bedroom.
Yeah, because you'd make a mess.
Yeah. Well. And you also bugs. You know, but one time I know that Robert did violate it once when we were cleaning out his room and he used to have one of those big bunk bed lofts that underneath was the dresser
the
and
desk.
The desk.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a cabinet in the back. I said, Robert, we've got to get in there. I found in the back of the cabinet an empty container of lemon icing. He had taken lemon icing like a Duncan Hines.
So are the kids not allowed to eat in bed?
No, they are not. I tell them no food in the bedroom.
Well, but
but then if you saw the
like
kids'
you're
room,
sitting there at night, you're watching on your bedroom TV, which happens to be our largest television.
Yes.
The one we have in the bedroom. Yeah. And you might have like a little snack as you're sitting there just eating
I might have brought Carrie like a bowl of soup in bed when she's sick.
Yeah, and okay.
But I don't think I've ever eaten even
soup. What about the term, excuse me, a-holes? What about the term breakfast in bed?
What about the term happy marriage? Neither exist in my house.
Or how about you have dinner, you're full, and you're done.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that's the key to successful weight loss.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's...
Thank you for bringing that up. All right, appreciate that.
Who doesn't have a bad habit occasionally?
It's something that we do.
But it's different for me, Mike. For example, not many people, nobody brings French fries to church.
Yeah.
And yet there's me, and I always bring a lot of food to church.
The first time I saw Shannon eating a bowl of cereal right next to bed, not even on the bed, I said, look.
In her cereal nook?
I don't know what you did in Scottsdale, but we don't do that here.
Oh, my God.
To the kitchen.
I think you two are both Felix Grants. Felix,
Felix Unger, maybe?
Felix Unger.
Felix
Grant was the disc jockey.
It's so nice. It's so nice to have so many nice friends. Tonight, we're going to have jazz and dinner in bed.
That's a DJ there.
Felix Grant.
I'm going to go so far as to think that more people than not will have the occasional, and I'm going to say
pizza party?
Snack in bed.
Snack, I could almost
well,
get
that's
past.
What it normally
but
is.
You just
snack.
Said you've had pizza parties.
We've had dinner in bed.
Like what
like
kind of
full,
dinner?
Like cordon bleu?
I could go back through the years and I probably could have a shopping list
what's
of
the
food stuffs.
What is the grandest meal you've had in bed?
That is hard to pull. That is really, really
something
hard
you remember
to pull.
That was great.
Probably steak.
Steak?
Probably steak.
Yeah. Sizzling. I can't imagine anything in bed that requires
about
a knife and fork.
What about
the
grease?
Food, ham,
the grease doesn't
eggs.
Fall. Oh!
God! You're a filthy animal.
Thank you very much.
Jesus!
Thanks a lot. All right. Very good. Hey, dumb news. It's Thursday, everybody. All We're going to have dumb news. Well, I believe this is a subject that will be revisited on a future Mike O'Mara show. You pansies. We'll take a break. Come right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program is brought to you by LegalZoom. If the excitement of starting your business, getting your first customer, and finally quitting your job hasn't moved you to action yet, here's another great reason to get started. It's National Start Your Business Month, and LegalZoom wants to help you start your own corporation or LLC or file your DBA so you can get up and running quickly and easily. Find out why more than 1 million entrepreneurs have already used LegalZoom to start down the path of successful business ownership. This month only, take advantage of LegalZoom's national Start Your Business Month special and get a free 3-month trial of the all-new QuickBooks, which makes it so much easier to run your new business. That's a $119 value free when you enter TMOS in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com, promo code TMOS. LegalZoom provides self-help services and can connect you with the right attorney, but they are not a law firm. Why wait? Do it now. LegalZoom, promo code TMOS. Get it done today. Do we have special music for dumb news?
We do, as a matter of fact.
I think we've got a very special...
We have a sounder for it.
Theme, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for dumb news.
A new Thursday feature.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Mike, before you do it, I just got your fortune from the restaurant last night.
Yes?
He says, I like to eat pizza.
In bed.
In bed.
Thank you very much. The future of Hollywood's biggest couples could be at stake, boys.
Wow.
In Touch magazine has exclusively obtained a shocking list.
Shock.
Penned in Lindsay Lohan's handwriting.
Oh, boy.
Exposing 36 of her famous lovers.
Slut. True story.
She's been with 36 famous people?
Yes. Among the dozens of superstars named are you ready? Here are a few, just a few.
Go ahead.
Adam Levine.
I think it's Levine. Kidding.
Zac Efron.
Efron.
Justin Timberlake.
It's Timberlake.
It's Crockpot.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Nice.
Also named on the list, Colin Farrell.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a big deal.
No.
I think he's got a...
Yeah, but he probably got her when she was young.
Man. Yeah, probably.
I think I've been with Colin
Who's
Farrell.
Evan Peters? Do you know Evan Peters?
I don't
Sounds
know
like Peters. A porn name.
But I'll look him up.
And Wilmer Valderrama. Yeah. Many of them never imagined Lindsay would kiss and tell, but she apparently did. The list has some pretty big names on it, and they're not all single guys. An industry insider tells In Touch magazine.
Wilmer was Fez on That 70s Show.
Well, her first boyfriend, if I'm not mistaken.
This getting out now could rock several Hollywood relationships to the core.
Wow. You know what? She is really such a classy lady. I'm surprised that she's making a list.
How do you even? I'm sorry. If you have to explain that to your girl, like you have to like say this was way before you.
Yeah,
way before you.
Yeah, she's just got that dirtiness to her.
She
you
does.
Know what I mean, and that's dumb news. Last month, Susan Sarandon tweeted that she's looking forward to being a grandmother, but apparently she doesn't actually want to be called grandma. She wants her grandchildren to call her honey.
Honey?
Hey, honey.
Hi, honey.
How you doing, honey? She says, quote, I borrowed this name from a very dear friend of mine who's from the South. His grandma was honey.
And honey, I miss you. And you're doing well.
That's what she's experimenting with. Her daughter Eva likes it, so we'll see. It's unclear if Susan is also planning on calling her grandkids her honey children.
Honey,
or if
baby.
She makes tea for them, saying, I'll get it out of the honey pot.
Oh.
Sorry.
Honey child.
Joan Rivers was asked about the alleged Johnny Carson sex tape. And if she believed Johnny was really packing 10-plus, well, Joan does indeed believe it because she's had it.
What?
She said, quote,
can we talk?
I saw it in real life. Grow up. How do you think you got on the show?
Wow.
Wow. Do you think she's telling the truth?
I don't.
She added that Johnny would refer to what they had as, quote, one-night bounce.
Oh, I believe that. I believe it.
She compared Johnny's size to John Hamm. That's where she goes into the shtick. Adding, I had no idea that the man could stand and sit at the same time. Okay, gross.
Mike, this is what we call one-night bounce.
One-night bounce. She also said she wants to know which of Johnny's wives is on the tape with him, but she says whoever it was wasn't his wife yet because, quote, once you've made it, you don't wear knee pads.
Oh, I see.
Wow. That's an allusion to the
tape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's something
yeah,
that happened. Joan and Johnny were once close friends, and she even became Johnny's permanent Tonight Show guest host. But then in 1986, she got her own late night show on Fox, and Johnny never spoke to
yeah,
her again.
Yeah, if you're going to sleep with Johnny, though, and you're going to really talk about it afterwards... Probably on the brink of a sex tape. You know, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, at that point, everybody's... You
I'm
know,
still not buying yeah, it, though.
You think
I just
she's full
I
of
just
it?
Read the trashy book, Carson, by his attorney, Henry Bushkin.
Right.
And that was sort of a slop fest. He was throwing some muck around.
Right.
And he never even alluded to that, and he talked a lot about Joan Rivers.
Okay.
So I don't know that I'm buying it.
Yeah, I don't know. In, you know, really,
and she's kind of...
Based on Johnny's talent level, too. You yeah, know what I mean? As far as who he would
well,
pick.
Well, she was pretty when she was
She was
young,
not
right?
unattractive, I think, yeah, back in the day. We'll have to wait and see.
And remember, Johnny one time hit on Joyce DeWitt.
That's true. So who knows whether it's true.
We'll see.
For years now, scientists have seemed to be in agreement that the 5-second rule is yeah, a myth. If you drop food on the floor, it gets contaminated with bacteria immediately, whether you pick it up quickly or not.
Oh.
Well, good news, they may be wrong.
Oh, nice.
Really?
The next time you drop that chicken McNugget, go ahead and pop it into your mouth. You'll be fine, probably.
I've done that.
A new study.
Right on the floor of my cardboard.
A new study out of Aston University in Birmingham, England, found that time does make a difference in bacteria transferring from floor to food. As long as you get it off the floor in roughly 5 or 6 seconds.
That doesn't even make sense in my
head.
It
doesn't. It'll probably be okay, but they've done a study on it.
Yeah.
The researchers also found carpet transfers the least bacteria to your food. I would think it'd be a hardwood floor.
Yeah, and Frankie know that.
Laminate and tiled surfaces transfer the most wet foods, like ice cream.
You no, can't wait, hold pick on. Up ice cream after 5 seconds.
No. Laminate and tiled surfaces transfer the most bacteria.
Okay.
And wet foods, like ice cream, pick up more bacteria than dirty food.
Well, you can't, as Oscar said, you can't pick up ice cream.
87% of people said they would eat food if they dropped it on the floor and if they picked it up quickly. Women are more likely to do it than men.
What's the rule?
A
bunch
believe.
Of pigs.
What's the rule on sheets?
I bet they ate in bed. Huh?
What's the rule on sheets?
I'm not sure. Stories like this next one, especially when there are photos, make me want to inspect every bite of food at a restaurant with a magnifying glass for the rest of my life. On Tuesday afternoon, 31-year-old Robin Sandusky of Manhattan ordered a $6 kale salad at a restaurant called Guy and Gillard.
I love kale.
And as she was eating it, she noticed something strange on her fork. Oh. At first, she thought it was a piece of asparagus and was about to eat it until she saw it had eyes and an arm.
Oh,
an arm! It had an arm.
It turns out there was a severed lizard head on the fork with one arm still attached in her salad.
Well, that's more than a head. That's like the quarter.
She took a photo and took the salad back, and the restaurant gave her a refund. That's nice of them.
Cool.
But she's not planning on suing. The manager of the restaurant says he has no idea how the lizard head got into the salad or where the rest of the lizard's body is. Quote, I've never heard of something like this. I've never even seen a lizard in New York.
Well, you know what? And the other bad thing is now there is no new Geico commercial.
Right. Man, wouldn't you like to see that lizard beheaded?
I would.
And now, a little something-something. In another embarrassing situation for the U.S. military, a sergeant at Fort Hood, Texas, who served as coordinator of the post's sexual assault and harassment prevention program, faces charges of setting up a prostitution ring involving female soldiers. Sergeant First Class Gregory McQueen is charged with 21 counts related to pandering, conspiracy, maltreatment of a subordinate, abusive sexual contact, and adultery, and conduct of a nature to bring discredit to the armed forces.
Wow.
That's according to a Fort Hood statement. When asked to comment, the sergeant said, it's hard out there for a pimp. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike Albaro Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, listen. You know how much we love Vistaprint, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Vistaprint is the bomb. You know that. We've loved Vistaprint since we've had our association with them. We all have our Vistaprint business cards. We love it, love it, love it. And right now, they've got an incredible sale. They're having a 33% off sale through Tuesday, March 18th. Sorry about that. That is nothing short of spectacular. Everything on the site is 33% off. That's everything. Business cards, postcards, phone cases for your iPhone or Samsung Galaxy, you name it. They can be yours for 33% less. Just enter the promo code. This is a different one. Pay attention to this. SAVE33 at checkout, and Vistaprint automatically applies the discount. But wait, there's more. 33% off all shipping speeds also. All of them. Got a need for speed? This is your chance to upgrade and save 33%. Again, just enter the promo code SAVE33. Speaking of cake, I'm sure you know someone whose birthday is coming up. With Vistaprint, you can throw them a party that doesn't look thrown together. Start with easy-to-personalize invitations, then add matching T-shirts, banners, and more. That's the great thing about Vistaprint. Their products are fully customizable, so you can make them your own way with images, photos, and text. Any color, any font, any time. This is an amazing deal, but you must act now. Now through Tuesday, March 18th, remember promo code SAVE33. For 33% off your entire order, plus 33% off all shipping speeds. Vistaprint.com, simply the best. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to the Audio Vault with Mr. Rob Spiewak.
We missed a birthday yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was Liza Minnelli's birthday, but that's not the one I'm talking about.
Yes.
The internet turned 25.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a piece of tape floating around yesterday from 1993. This was a playwright by the name of John Allen, talking about the way the internet was at the beginning of the internet.
Yes.
This is 1993. Well, I know, I'm thinking, God, I'm just getting out of college. I didn't even have a computer for I was still using a typewriter.
Initially developed for doctors, medical use.
I believe you're right.
And really just a foreign concept to all of us. Nobody really got it yet.
But in 93, this guy said, the thing about the internet is people on the internet are more polite. Listen to how the internet has changed during its time.
There's an interesting kind of restraint that you find. I mean, there's not a lot of cursing or swearing. There's not a lot of personal cuts. There's not a lot of put-downs that one would expect to find. There's not, you know, there's not screenfuls of, you know, go to hell, which is surprising. So the kind of liberation is mixed. It's interesting because one would think if you're anonymous, you do anything you want. But people have in a group have their own sense of community and what we can do.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, none of that.
That's right. Yeah. But, you know, after 25 years, if not for go to hell and porn, the internet doesn't exist.
Absolutely.
But it's funny to think about how it started.
I mean, it is the zone that has become, has made us actually less civil.
Yeah,
wasn't
right.
It, Paul? I mean, imagine when you were writing on that blue screen. When it first came out.
And if your Doogie Howser screen?
Yeah, yeah.
Before that,
he was doing a live blog. He wasn't even on I don't think he was on Prodigy or anything like that.
Go further back, the black and green screen.
Yeah, so if you're on MS-DOS and you're writing to somebody through this big hunk of junk computer as big as a car.
Right.
You don't want to, you're watching your P's and Q's.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yes.
Ultimately,
it was
that's
so
gonna make
new.
It, now that the guarantee of anonymity exists. But you know what? I really do feel this way because we've all gotten into our internet battles occasionally. We have.
Sure.
We've gone back and forth with people. I will tell you, there's probably nothing that makes me more uneasy and unhappy than doing that. I don't like it.
I hate it.
As much as I'll love ranting and raving on this show and then it's over and I'm done with it, I really can't stand doing it online, and every time I've done it, and I've done it a lot, it makes me unhappy, and I've thought about that a lot more. I mean, it's really, the great thing about Facebook is that you do edit out the people that are looking for that kind of thing, and I don't have any room for them.
I think Facebook has actually brought it and made it more civil because in most instances, you're attached to a picture and a biography. You're not totally...
It can be fake, though.
It can be fake, but as a rule, it's not. I mean, there are people out there that are going to go out there and mess with you.
Oh, I've been trolled. I would say I get trolled once a day by a fake account. All the time.
By somebody who's trying to stir crap up.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, and it's just...
But it's not total anonymity like it was in the past.
No, I get that. But I guess because I'm so obsessed with this, Facebook in general and Twitter, like when someone gets blocked, if they really want to come back, they can come back.
Yeah, I find that they don't more often than not.
Yes.
They don't do that.
All right, have you seen the video of the 3-year-old that wants the cupcake?
No, I haven't.
And starts arguing with his mom. And although he's talking like a 3-year-old,
I see the future.
Sometimes it's hard to make out. He's arguing like a lawyer. And I love when he calls his mom, honey.
I said no cupcakes. And you try to get cupcakes and you try to ask grandma.
Linda,
didn't you?
Linda, lick it. Honey, lick it. Lick at this. Right now, you can't do anything if we can't get everything out of the wall. If we're going to break everything down.
I'm not breaking anything down. I'm just letting you know
Linda,
you cannot have cupcakes for dinner.
Linda.
Linda.
This thing, I never belong to you. Anything, you can get anything and anything and anything.
I'm done arguing with you.
I'm done arguing with you.
That kid's got brass.
Oh, you don't even know. I'm going to beat my kids if that ever happens.
No, you're not going to beat your record. Children.
No, you
somebody
you're
get going child to put them in. The
you're
line.
Going to put them in no, timeout. Stop saying that.
And you know tape. What? His kids will never get to that point. Trust me. That's
for sure. Linda Lickett.
Remember, honey, listen.
Honey, no, I'm not arguing. I'm not, oh, my God.
Now, do you
wow.
remember last week when Letterman had a siren interrupt his monologue?
Yeah, like several times.
You would have thought they would have soundproofed that door after last week.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, this happens all of the time, and maybe a little too frequently. There's a restaurant here in New York City. Wait a minute. Your ride's here.
That's what I thought.
Same joke.
Oh, thank you. We.
But you would think they could control that.
It's not happened in the past.
Maybe people are wigging out with all the new the competition. They're freaking out. They're trying to put up.
I cannot even begin to tell you how stunned I am that they don't have a door. This is somebody. Is that? I wish he'd explain it.
But Me too.
He doesn't do that kind of TV.
No, you're
He's
right.
He's old school, so you'll never know with the great, you know, protective coating of David Letterman.
Weird
that, what's really going on?
And I could see it happening last week, the one time, and then finishing the show and say, "We've got to soundproof. We've got to make sure the door is shut." This is 7 days later.
We have a 1903 Victorian with foam in the windows. And we don't have those kind of interruptions. It's amazing to me. It really is.
Knock on wood.
Did you know
that? DC.
Hey, one more day.
Did you know there was a really ongoing champ on Jeopardy until last night? He was up to $300,000.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
His name is Arthur Chu. And funny, he doesn't look Jewish, but they were the thing is he was playing the game differently. And there's an old documentary on the Game Show Network about the guy that figured out the board on it was the show with the whammy. Press your luck.
Okay.
And he figured out the board. So he won millions and millions and millions
cool.
of games. But what this guy did is Chu figured out a lot of ways that they set up the Jeopardy board. How to find the daily doubles. They're in harder categories.
Oh my God.
Further down. So while it's invariably people will go onto Jeopardy and they'll pick an easy category and run it. 200, 400, 600, 800,000. He would bounce around. So it was more disorienting to his opponent. It increased his chances of finding the daily doubles.
So cool.
And
I love
smart
that.
But cookie. The thing is it made the show, people were blogging. It was harder to watch Jeopardy
because
it's not what they were used to. But he won almost $300,000. He was very off last night. Now, you know, on Jeopardy, when they have a word in quotes in the title.
Yes.
That you have that word in your answer.
Yes.
The word three was in quotes. Here's the guy. This is one of his key missed questions last night.
It always happens in threes, 1,000.
This Kurt Weill musical drama was produced in German as Die Drei Groschen Oper in 1928. Arthur.
What is the two penny opera?
No.
Diana. Where's the three penny opera?
Yeah, you're one penny short there, Arthur. Sorry,
man.
And also what
God,
I enjoyed.
And he knew it, but he didn't know three penny.
Yeah,
wow.
He was just off.
Like he had a real disconnect there.
What I really liked getting last night was this.
Nope.
That's Alex Trebek.
Oh,
is it right?
Nope.
It is not.
You
right.
F, you can't beat me.
Alex is a nasty guy.
Is it the two penny opera?
Nope.
And the whole thing was set up. He had a really sort of better than you smirk the whole time.
Oh, so he's a dick?
So he was not like Ken Jennings. He was not a likable champ.
Right.
I think a lot of people were glad that he lost.
He's but no Josh Frumkin.
No, he's
sure.
certainly not.
Right. Nope.
And that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Just quickly, in Latin America, they start at 1,000. Like, it is so weird to watch because it's different than the American Jeopardy. The culture there always goes all in. So when they
play, start at the highest number.
Oh my
god!
So you see -10,000 right away.
Yeah, and all the women wear bikinis too.
I mean,
that's the way
so
it goes.
So hot.
For all technical support questions regarding the Mike O'Mara Show, please contact our man Matthew Bloom, Ponyboy, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. All correspondence for our show can be sent to the Mike O'Mara Show, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. Remember, our official TMOS e-voice line is open. Right now.
When?
Right now.
Thank you.
800-440-8167. We'll see you next time. Don't forget, a great bonus show coming up this week, too. Get your bonus packages if you haven't done that already, people. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Nope.
Visit LegalZoom.com to save on your legal needs, like wills for $69, LLCs for $99, plus filing fees, and also get access to a network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom. That's discount code TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.